Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Ohio's Republican governor is calling for new laws to prevent gun violence in his state, but Republicans in Wisconsin say the laws here are fine the way they are. In a statement Monday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he was fearful of taking away anyone's constitutional rights through red flag gun laws. Yesterday, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call said lawmakers need to act now. Call told the Journal Sentinel that he wants to see legislators take action before there is another mass shooting in Wisconsin. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Gannett Publishing Company, which owns the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Detroit Free Press, and USA Today, is merging with Gatehouse Media to become the largest publisher of daily newspapers in the United States. The conglomerate will also potentially have the largest online audience of any American news provider. Together, the two companies will run more than 260 daily news operations, far more than any other U.S. news publisher. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. Lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Friday, sunny with highs again in the upper 70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here is read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A conservative group is suing Governor Tony Evers in federal court because they say his office is not notifying them about the governor's public appearances or inviting them to press events. The Madison-based MacIver Institute for Public Policy claims the rights of their writers to free speech and equal access are being violated. The MacIver Institute employs conservative reporters to cover state government and politics from a conservative viewpoint. And the Brewers beat the Pirates last night 4-3. The final game of that three-game series is tonight in Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Police Department is working with two Southside business districts to hand out free video doorbells to nearby residents in exchange for the police having access to those cameras without having to get a search warrant. That access and other factors have civil rights advocates concerned about the privacy rights of citizens as the police build a network of surveillance cameras across the city. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk.